91X News.
It's minus 3 and cloudy at 3 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Justin Medvey. A woman who lost her three children and father in a horrific drunk driving crash broke into tears today as she spoke to the man responsible for their deaths before a packed Ontario courtroom.
I have no interest in hearing anything he has to say. His actions speak louder than words, right? I live with the consequences of his choices, his actions, every single day.
Many in the courtroom, including police officers, wiped their eyes as Jennifer Neville Lake recalled learning the devastating news and rushing to the hospital just in time to see two of her children taken off life support. Marco Muzzo pleaded guilty earlier this month to four counts of impaired driving, causing death, and two of impaired driving causing bodily harm, and was released on bail until Tuesday. 9-year-old Daniel Neville Lake, his 5-year-old brother Harrison, their 2-year-old sister Millie, and the children's 65-year-old grandfather, Gary Neville, died after the van that they were in was T-boned by an SUV in Vaughan, Ontario last September. The children's grandmother and great-grandmother were also seriously injured in the crash. Muzzo had initially faced a dozen counts of impaired driving and 6 more charges of dangerous operation of a motor vehicle. U.S. President Barack Obama says keeping the detention center at Guantanamo Bay open is contrary to American values and undermines the country's standing in the world. John Parkinson reports.
President Obama has sent his updated plan to close the Guantanamo Bay detention facility, setting up a final battle on Capitol Hill as the president works to move dozens of detainees to the United States before he leaves office next year.
Let us go ahead and close this chapter and do it right. Do it carefully. Do it in a way that makes sure we're safe.
The proposal doesn't specifically endorse any single facility, but the administration believes moving 30 to 60 detainees would cost between $290 to $475 million. John Parkinson, ABC News, The White House.
A Hastings and Prince Edward District School Board teacher will be back in court next month, facing 36 sex-related charges. Ontario Provincial Police say the charges against 36-year-old Jacqueline McLaren are in connection with allegations involving young people between the ages of 12 and 15. The charges include sexual assault, sexual interference, invitation to sexual touching, sexual exploitation, luring a person under 16, making child pornography, and making sexually explicit material available to a person under 16. She was granted bail when she appeared in Belleville Court on Friday and will appear in court on March 31st. The school board says it's aware of a police investigation involving a teacher and that the employee is not at work. Belleville police are searching for a black pickup truck or any information that could lead to it. Between 3 and 4 p.m. yesterday, the truck pulled up and spoke to an 11-year-old boy walking on Albion Street. It is described to look like a Ford F-150 with a suspension lift kit, large tires, and silver rims, and a flat box cover. Anyone who saw the truck in the area is urged to call police at 613-996-0882 or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS. Have something to say about Belleville Transit? Now's the time, thanks to a survey released on February 18th. The transit service has a survey up asking its riders to rate your ride. Anyone can take the survey, explaining the routes they took and how quickly the bus arrived. Riders are encouraged to participate in the survey as much as possible. QNET News will be talking with Councillor Egerton Boyce and other transit users tomorrow about their experiences traveling the city's routes. That's QNET News on 91X. It is 3:07, and now for sports. Toronto Blue Jays outfielder Jose Bautista says he has let the Jays know what it would take to keep him, and he's waiting for an answer. Bautista is entering his final year of a 5-year deal with Toronto. He says he told the team exactly what it would take to sign him in for a long-term deal, and now the ball is in their court.
I didn't want to waste their time or their effort, so they can start planning ahead, and if it's not going to happen, they have plenty of time to do so. And they asked me about 2 weeks ago, and I told them, that's it.
Northern Ontario's Krista McCarville and defending champion Jennifer Jones just won at the Canadian Women's Curling Championship. This means that they will stay in the playoff hunt. McCarville beat Prince Edward Island's Suzanne Burt 10-8 to get to 4-1 in round-robin play at the Scotties Tournament of Hearts. Jones downed New Brunswick's Sylvie Robichaud 10-6 and was tied at 3-2 with Quebec's Marie-France Laroche. In OJHL news, there is only 4 days left until playoffs. Last night, the Cobourg Cougars beat the Newmarket Hurricanes in double overtime. The Trenton Golden Hawks are first in the league and will get their playoff games on home ice. They are set to either face Newmarket or Stouffville. To send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Here's your daily weather forecast. The forecast for Belleville today is a high of 0. It's mainly cloudy and winds are northeast at 20 kilometers an hour. There's a 60% chance of snow overnight with a risk of freezing drizzle and a low of minus 3. Tomorrow, snow and ice pellets could amount to 2 to 4 centimeters of snow. Wind will be northeast at 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50 kilometers an hour. That's with a high of plus 1. At 3:09, it's minus 3. QNET News is on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Justin Medvey. News on 91X is next at 4.